You're listening to SBS News.
Kim Yoo-geun, Deputy Director of South Korea's National Security Council, has expressed regret towards the North's demolition of the Inter-Korean Liaison Office. The building was blown up on Tuesday.
The South Korean government expresses strong regret toward North Korea for unilaterally destroying the Inter-Korean Liaison Office established by the Panmunjom Declaration in 2018. North Korea's demolition of the liaison office is an act of disregarding everyone's hopes for improvement of inter-Korean relations and establishment of peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Kim Yoo-geun added that South Korea would respond strongly to any further provocation by the North.
The South Korean government makes it clear that the responsibility for all the resulting situations is entirely on North Korea. We sternly warn that if North Korea continues to take measures that aggravate the situation, we will strongly respond to it.
Footage of the explosion shows a blast rolling across several buildings just across the border in Gaesung, with a nearby tower partially collapsing as clouds of smoke rose into the sky. Analysts say the North Korean government may be seeking to manufacture a crisis to increase pressure on its southern neighbor while nuclear negotiations with Washington are at a standstill. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says Japan will closely monitor the situation between the two Koreas and that he hoped tensions will not rise further between the two countries.
I am aware of the explosion by North Korea. On North and South Korean relations, we hope tensions will not rise further. We will firmly and closely coordinate with South Korea and the United States to analyze information and to deal with the situation.
Abe also said Japan will be discussing its missile defense program after the defense ministry said on Monday that it has decided to stop unpopular plans to deploy two costly land-based U.S. missile defense systems. The defense systems are aimed at bolstering the country's capability against threats from North Korea.
It is the government's important mission to protect the lives of the people of our nation and their peaceful livelihoods from the threat of ballistic missiles. There must not be gaps in the defense that protects our nation. As for how we will proceed, we will firmly discuss in the National Security Council the measures that are necessary in order to protect our nation.
The Kremlin said it was concerned about the situation on the Korean Peninsula and called for restraint from all sides. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia was closely following developments on the Korean Peninsula, but so far had no plans for high-level diplomatic contacts to ease the tensions.
We are very closely following the developments on the Korean Peninsula. This concerns us a lot. We call for restraint from all the sides. Currently, there are no defined plans of contacts at high or highest level.
The State Department in Washington is urging the North to refrain from further counterproductive actions. The EU also warned Pyongyang, saying the North's recent actions raise tensions, destabilize the situation, and undermine efforts towards a diplomatic solution on the Korean Peninsula. The liaison office in a dormant industrial zone where southern companies once employed northern workers was opened in September of 2018, days before the South's president, Moon Jae-in, flew to Pyongyang for his third summit with Kim. Around 20 officials from each side were stationed at the office during subsequent months. But inter-Korean relations soured following the collapse of the Hanoi summit between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump in February of last year. Operations at the office were suspended in January because of the coronavirus pandemic. And since early June, North Korea has issued a series of condemnations of the South over activists sending anti-Pyongyang leaflets over the border, something defectors do on a regular basis. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency said Tuesday the liaison office's destruction was in line with, quote, the mindset of the enraged people to surely force human scum and those who have sheltered the scum to pay dearly for their crimes, unquote. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.